Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, let me grab the headphones. I'll get dialed into the studio. Get these dogs to shut up. Oh, goodness. I better close the window or the neighbors are going to get mad. Hope the guests call in tonight. Wonder if anybody's going to call in. Well, let's do this thing.
It's Rated G Radio, and this is your host, Garrett Miller.
Happy pre-Halloween, everybody. It's Rated G Radio. I'm your host, Garrett Miller. And tonight on the show, we are very fortunate and blessed to have Raynell Williams back on the show. She's an intuitive numerologist, and what that means to you is that she's going to take your calls. And if you provide your birthday, month, and year, she will give you insight that you were asking about. One of the things we'll also remind callers when we bring you on the line, and if we've already screened you for your birth date, month, and year, and all that good stuff, Raynell will need just a couple of seconds to kind of get everything kind of like flowing so she can give you the answers that you're looking for. So if you come on the line and she's taking a second or two, that is really cool because that just means her answer is going to be that much better for you. I want to remind everybody that tomorrow night, our Friday night dance party is actually a Friday afternoon dance party. It's going to start early at 12:30 Pacific Standard Time because we have a Halloween show for you. It's our third annual Halloween show, and our show is going to kick off with Irish singer Yelpy, who's going to be on the show debuting his single Feel It, which, as the cool kids say, drops on November 21st. So he's going to be here with the premiere of Feel It and telling us a little bit about himself and his background in music. And I guess he's taking the States by storm, and he's now made his way over to Los Angeles, so he's going to be here. But without further ado, I want to welcome Raynell back to the show. Raynell, how are you, my friend?
I am so good this evening, Hallows Eve. Garrett, how are you?
I'm excited that you're here. We had such a great response after your appearance last month on the show, and everybody's like, get Raynell back, get Raynell back. I said, well, you know, the woman does have other things to do besides just be a guest on the show. So, you know,
oh, I love that.
Yeah,
I love that. It's so much fun.
Well, you have such a talent and a gift, and I'm in all sincerity, I really do mean this. You really did get a great response from the people that were calling in last time, but also just people who listened in. Who, you know, sometimes you know you're listening to a show that's like this that might be a little out of the ordinary for you, and they're like, you know, I think I want to ask a question, but I'm a little nervous. And your ability to put people at ease just really, I think, resonated with a lot of folks who did not call. So I'm hoping that we'll get some of those people who were like, kind of like a little bit of fence sitters last time, saying, should I press
right.
the button? Should I not? And we're like, yes,
yeah.
Press the button, call in. So,
yeah,
anyway,
press the button, call in.
Press the button,
it's
call
harmless.
In. We want to hear from you. It is harmless.
Yeah.
It's just like we're just
mm-hmm.
sitting here talking to you. You're sipping a nice cup of tea, you know, and we're just enjoying the evening together. So we're among friends.
Yes.
So,
yes,
Raynell, can you do me a favor and just kind of refresh the listeners from last time, and or if you're new listening this month, a little bit about yourself and how you came to be this brilliant being that you are today?
I can try to do that. I will confess to everyone that I have just done myself a big favor and eaten a large bowl of spaghetti. And it was so good, I couldn't stop myself. But, you know, you have that energy zap. Well, then I went and had some nice peach ginger tea, and I'm back and alert and active again. So I just wanted to let you know that I had worked through the fog. Okay, so I started as a numerologist. I actually started as an astrologer many, many years ago, and I used numerology sort of in the background. In other words, I didn't actually use it as part of the reading. I used it for my own insider knowledge, if you will. Over time, it became very clear to me that numerology was actually, for me, easier to relate with. And then I started feeling more intensity around the energy from the numbers. They are symbols, and that then translated to various meanings from beyond what the book says, but more about the individual, the person in front of me. So I eventually let astrology go, and numerology became what I hung my shingle out about. So it works. It's beautiful. It's an ancient art. It's been, you know, down through the ages as a tool for divination. I use it more from the perspective of what it was that our soul wants to accomplish in this lifetime. So it's very spiritual in nature for me. I feel like what's important for us to know now is about who we are, why we're here, what our challenges are, how do we address those challenges, how do we grow our soul so that we can be the best person, the best us that we can be while we're here. And that works well for me and my clients. It's fun. It's a very positive science, I feel, because while you're shown what the challenges are, you're also shown the way to address them. So I hope that answers your question.
That's perfect. Are you ready to take some calls?
I am so ready to take some calls. Let's do it.
Cool. Let's do it. So our first caller tonight is going to be Kimberly. We've already pre-screened you, and Raynell has your information. You are live with Raynell. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi.
Hello. How are you?
I'm great. What about you?
How can I help you?
I really want to know if I'm going to transition out of my career as a biology teacher because I am passionless with teaching right now.
You are passionless with teaching right now.
Yeah.
Is that what I heard you say? Okay.
Yeah.
You know, this is an ideally suited career for you, Kimberly. The other thing I would offer you is that this year for you has been a really tumultuous year. You know, it's been one of those years up and down and lots of change, lots of unexpected change, actually. And going forward for you, next year I feel you're going to have much more activity in the way that you would like it. And it is a career-changing energy for you. So you have this beautiful sixth energy as your life path, which is where the teaching skill comes so naturally for you. It feels like you need more stimulation, you know, more variety to stimulate your mind. But you are the natural teacher. You are, whether that's as a counselor or some kind of a mediator or whatever. Next year for you is a sixth year as well. And so now we're talking about the doubling up of this sixth energy. So the year for you will go from this year, which has been really very tumultuous, as I said, and unexpected change and activity happening, to next year things are going to settle down much more. But in some way you are going to take on more responsibility, and it could very likely be a different job, a different career field. But, you know, it does take your action to bring about this energy. I always tell people you have to ride the wave of the energy and take the action necessary to manifest what it is that you want into your life. So what I'm saying to you is that, yes, next year I'd be willing to bet you are going to have a new job as long as you are actively pursuing something that you have a desire, you know, that you've already thought about, that you are interested in doing. Do you follow me?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. So next year is only 3 months away, right? Right. October, November, December.
Yes.
2 months. 2 months away. So, you know, this month, I'm curious about this month, Kimberly. What have you noticed about this month? And the reason I ask, and this is for everybody to know, October is always a very special month every year. And the reason for that is whatever your personal year is, and for you it's a 5. That's where you're getting all this erratic change from this year. When adding it to the month of October, which is a 1 month, it's 1 + 0 = 1, you get 5 + 1, which is 6. So October always gives you a sort of a preview, a heads up into your next year, your next personal year number. So if you look at this month and look at what has happened over the course of this month, it's giving you some themes about what you can anticipate for next year. And that goes for everyone.
Okay.
Okay. So what have you taken on more responsibility this month? Have you noticed
yes,
that
I have.
More?
Yes.
Okay. more responsibility. So this is the energy that will carry forward into all of your 2015. So that's why I'm saying that responsibility can, more responsibility can include a new job, a new career field.
Oh.
So you just have to get active right now and start applying, okay?
Okay.
All right, good.
Okay. There you go, Kimberly. Good luck to you. Keep us updated. And our next caller is going to be Marilyn. Marilyn, we've already pre-screened your information, so you are live with Raynell. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hi.
How can I help you?
Oh, like the last caller, wanted to get some insight as to work, career.
You know, you have this beautiful two energy. So I know that you are a very kind, soft, loving, supportive person, or, you know, someone who makes a really, really good friend. You're also very intuitive, and this year for you has been a year that, you know, would have brought new experiences your way, new opportunities, new people into your life, maybe even a new location, new change. Next year for you is similar to Kimberly's in that it will be your 2 year. So this year you're in a 1 year, which is about opening new doors, new opportunities. And so next year is a 2 year. Now, 2 year is all about really kind of, it's about relationships, but it's also more important for you to be patient. This is an energy of you being willing to be patient. It's like you're standing on the sidelines and you're watching the parade go by and you're just taking it all in and you're enjoying it. But because this 2 year is also the same as your life path number, which is also a two, again, we have a double intensity here, a double energy. So for you, if you want to change, are you saying you want to change career or?
I don't have any income right now.
Okay. So you had no new opportunities at all this year? Or did you lose your job?
How are you defining the year up until my birthday
January?
In September?
No, January.
Oh, the calendar year?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, in 1 year ago, I did have some work,
mm-hmm.
and that was a nightmare. And then I had a month or two without work, and then I had another project, which was a nightmare in a whole different realm.
Mm-hmm.
And then I walked out of that in July because I was, it was a nightmare. Even my boss quit. It was bad.
Mm-hmm.
It was really bad, and yeah. So, yeah, I've been looking since July.
Okay. So, you know, where you are right now is in a cycle of, it's a one challenge, and the one challenge really speaks to your willingness to step into your own power. And this one challenge is very important because you're also in a 1 year, you might recall me saying. So I wonder if you are taking, you know, what steps you are taking actively to pursue something that is enjoyable to you, not something that you feel is drudge or, you know, something you just have to do because it's a paycheck, but something that really lights you up, you know. I don't feel, and you just said the same thing, that you are pursuing things that really make you happy, jobs that really make you happy, because you have a very strong artistic flair to you and ability to, and I don't mean necessarily painting or anything like that, but you could easily be someone who works in some kind of a social field. You know, they talk about the party planners or the wedding planner or whatever, something like that. But something that allows you to use your artistic side. So have you actively pursued something that makes you happy? Or have you been pursuing something that is just another paycheck?
I've really cast my net very wide. I was looking at something that I'm passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
In the social humanistic side of things, not
mm-hmm.
the party side.
Mm-hmm.
And haven't found the money for that, and meanwhile I'm just looking for money to pay the bills, and then I figured once that is foundation is there, then I can go back to the passionate stuff.
Okay.
Just so I can just kind of rest and relax and pay the bills and do the other stuff along with that once I get settled.
Right. Well, you know, the social services is something very aligned with your energy as well. But, you know, this, I just have to tell you what I'm looking at here, and that is that the next year for you is going to require you to really be patient and be willing to allow what unfolds to unfold. I mean, the next year is going to be a much different year, a much more dynamic year, but that's a year away. So we want to keep the ball in front of us right now. What is important for you to do is to really start focusing on what it is that you want and to use this time for yourself to stay in that place, in that energy of what your vision is for yourself. I know that might sound like, you know, I don't have time for that. I need money. But you're being challenged this next year to exercise your patience and to be willing to allow things to unfold. And when you start pushing against it, it doesn't work. It just doesn't work. In fact, you can impede your progress. So I want you to just really do your very best to allow things to take their own pace. You be willing to step back and watch that parade go by while you are actively allowing yourself to be open to opportunities that you truly align with, not something that will just pay the bills. And if you do that, by the month of March, there should be a change for you, or at least an indication of shift in the energy that you can see the light at the end of the tunnel kind of thing. Okay?
So you're saying, again, when we talk about a year, we're going from January to December versus my birthday anniversary?
No. You're talking about a whole different realm of numerology when you're talking about birthday to birthday. January
calendar
to December.
Calendar year. Okay.
Calendar year, yes. So by March, you know, get excited. and use that energy for yourself going forward. And I'm saying that by March, particularly in the month of March, there will be some shift for you, something that will show up for you that you need to be available for at that time. And what's important for you to do between now and then is to be patient, to allow yourself to continue visioning what it is that you really want. And know that you're actually depositing your positive, strong energy into your future bank, okay, into the bank of the job, the ideal work environment for yourself.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Is that going to kind of parallel romance and everything else too, or is it just work?
Yeah, see, that's the thing. This is a very romantic energy. It's about relationships. But again, for you, intuitively, the watchword is patience. It is very much a romantic energy. But if you can hear what I said just a couple minutes ago about being patient, about allowing it to unfold on its own, and it's particularly about you allowing yourself to envision what it is that you really want, as opposed to just filling the ducat, you know, filling your pocket with money, you will naturally allow what is coming to come to you without you being resistant to it. And that includes anything else that's on its way to you. So, yes, to answer your question, the two energy is the relationship energy. It's the yin-yang energy. It's the divine feminine energy. Okay? But when you are in worry or stress or fear or any of that, you literally put up a barrier to what is incoming. But when you allow yourself to just dream, and this is a wonderful energy to do that with, and to vision, and open your heart to, you know, allow your vision of what you want for yourself to come into your mind's eye and make you feel good about it, then what you do is the barrier is gone and the door is open. Does that make sense to you?
Totally, totally.
Is that something you can do?
Yep, as soon as I get the basics covered, Maslow's basic needs, which is a lot easier to do than my crazy career life before where I was going after money and position. I'm not going after that now. I'm
mm-hmm.
just going after just, you know, let me get everything covered.
Yeah.
Once again,
yeah.
and then I'm totally fine with just floating along and, you know, going with the flow.
Right. I understand. I really do. And, you know, and Garrett, let me know if I'm going over. I don't.
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
What's important to understand, and I know that it's a challenge, especially nowadays, because there is so much expectation of us. There is so much dependence on what we think we need in terms of money and what we have to have. What I have come to know and understand is what goes before all of that materialism is the energy that created it, okay? And so this is what I'm suggesting to you is to take it back to the place of origination. Take your thoughts and your feelings, your emotions. Just try it out. You know, give it a month and allow yourself to simply be in that place that you want for yourself so much, and trust and see what happens energetically for you. This is where the magic really happens, is when you simply allow yourself to vision it up and stick with it, stay with it every day, and see what happens. Just see what appears on a day-to-day basis. And watch it and know that these things that come into your life are just indications that you're getting closer and closer and closer. It takes a little bit of discipline at first until you see that it really works. Now, I know you have a wonderful way of visioning images and, you know, pictures in your mind. And I know that you have a deep resonance for feeling emotion. And so what I'm asking you to do is create a picture in your mind and bring emotion to it that you want, and let that work for you. See how it goes in a month. And then call back and let us know.
I will do that. I did energy healing work before, so I'm starting to pull myself back towards that instead of just the business mind. And
yeah.
I also am getting help from Louise Hay, affirmations. I kind of go wax and wane with that, but it's doing me well. It's
I
doing
know.
Well for me this week.
Good.
Yeah.
You know, it's a wonderful thing. We healers and spiritual people, we know intellectually what to do, but putting it into practice into our own daily life is where the rubber meets the road. And
yeah.
So this is just a reminder for you, my dear, to take what you know out of your mind and bring it into your heart and live it. And when you do and you see that magic happen, then you will know for yourself that it really works. So that's my challenge to you, all right? Because you know the
yes.
principles. You know the tools. You've just gotten caught up in the mind and caught up in the day-to-day needs, which I totally understand. But instead of worrying about, you know, can I pay this bill or that bill, you know, change your perspective on it and simply say, you know, I'm so happy I'm taking this breath right now. It feels
Gratitude.
Good to know that I'm alive and I am available for the abundance that's headed my way. You know, it's okay. I'm breathing. I'm here. It feels good. And you got to use it up. You got to use it up. Because that's when the magic happens. And the thing is, no one else can do it for you. No one can do it for you. So will you take that and just give it your best run for a month and then let me know what happens, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Good.
Thank you both.
Marilyn, good
You're
luck. You will send good thoughts your way as well.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a great
okay.
night. Good luck to you.
You
okay, Raynell,
yes.
Can you believe where our next caller is going to be coming from? Do you want to take a map of the world and throw a dart?
Australia?
Yes.
Stop.
So, I know. So, our next caller is coming from, I'm hoping it's her lunchtime, it's Glennis Her birthday is 9/2/47. And Glennis, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. And you can tell that Raynell is psychic, can't you? Picking
yes.
Australia.
Hi, Glennis.
How are you, Raynell? It's lovely to hear your voice.
Oh, my gosh. It's so good to hear your voice and your beautiful accent. Thanks for calling
Thank
in.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. It's lovely listening to you.
Oh, thank you. So how can I help you?
There's one really big thing on my mind. My house has been for sale for a year and a half, and I wonder, can you see a sale?
Oh, boy.
With this house?
So this is a year. You are in a 9 year, which is a year of endings and closure, honey. So we know that this is a house, you know, is consistent with closure and ending. I want to ask you a question, though. As you think of selling this home, how are you thinking of it? So are you
I'm thinking that it's a house that I've left, and I want someone to be happy with this house coming in and feeling good about it.
Beautiful. Perfect. That's exactly where you want to be, Glennis, is like, this home has been so good to me, and it's blessed me in so many ways. I have so many happy memories here, and now someone else will have the benefit of that. So I'm going to tell you that this house is going to sell for you this year because you have all this new energy coming in for you starting the beginning of January, in January 2015. And so this is for the entire year. So I anticipate that this house, how long has it been for sale?
More than a year and a half.
Okay. All right. So you continue doing exactly what you're doing, blessing this house to be made available for the right family to come in and take up, you know, their own domicile there, and start considering where it is that you want to go, what your ideal place looks like, because you
have a house.
We have a house
that's being built.
Oh, wonderful.
And it is soon, yeah, and it's soon ready to move into. So, yeah,
mm-hmm.
I know where
mm-hmm.
I'm going.
Awesome. So here, you know, there we go. With this 1 year, you've already got a new house that you're moving into, new location, even if it is the same city. So this is important now that you just know that this house is being sold. It will sell this year, and so it is. This is it. Hold on to that. See it. See the soul sign on the house, and see the perfect family moving in. This is what you are working with.
I have got notices on the fridges saying sold, and I've got the address
mm-hmm.
of this house. So,
okay.
Yeah.
What is the address of the house?
It is 100. Is the number
uh-huh.
of the house?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right, I like that. It's active moving energy for the house. Do me a favor and take a sticky note.
Yeah.
And I want you to write a 5 on it and put it inside the door and just stick it on top of the entry door or wherever you want to stick it, but at the door somewhere. And what we're doing is, we're taking the address of the home, and we're
yes.
bringing in the energy of the 5, which is change, right?
Yes.
But the 5 plus the 1 is 6, and the 6 is home and family and domicile. So this is bringing in the energy that you want, the change in the movement of the home to bring in a family that's perfect for it.
Wonderful. And I'm moving to number 5, which is another good number.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, you are a 5. Your life path is a 5. So yes, that's good. hope you enjoy socializing and having dinner parties and friends over and that kind of thing.
No, I don't.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Okay. Well, you can adjust that vibration. You can certainly
yes.
adjust that. No problem. So, but for now, do this and and get back with me. You know, my email is on the Blog Talk on Garrett's site. So you can email me. Please do. I'd love to hear how things turn out for you at the end of this year.
I'm sorry I cut you off. I didn't mean to do that.
Okay.
What do I write on the paper? The numbers.
Just the number 5.
Okay.
Just the number 5. And place it above your doorway somewhere, anywhere, inside the house. It doesn't have to be outside.
Okay.
Okay? That's all.
Excellent.
And keep doing what you're already doing. Yeah, you bet. Thank you.
Thank you so much. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too, Glynis. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Glynis, thanks for your call. And that house is going to sell. Okay.
That's right. It's already sold.
It's already sold. It's done. Okay,
our
next caller is going to be Patricia, and her birthday is 1/24/63. Patricia, welcome to Rated G Radio. Thank you very much for your call tonight. You are live with Raynell Williams.
Well, greetings. Thank you, Raynell, for taking my
call. Hello.
Doing a reading for me.
Wonderful. How you doing, Patricia? What's going on?
Well, I feel a little drained. I believe that I'm doing my life's purpose of communication. I do a lot of communicating. And just lately, I've been kind of burnt out. And I'm just wondering if my numbers and what you get for me as far as work goes, I would like to incorporate something like a little softer, maybe. My energy is shifting.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that's supposed to be happening?
So you want to take on a new business enterprise? Is that what I'm hearing you say, incorporating?
I love what I do. However, sometimes it's like very stressful. And
You're a hard worker.
Yeah.
You know, you really, you thrive off of being useful, okay? A wonderful mind you have, this very strategic mind of yours, and you're a goal setter. Goals are really important for you. And once you achieve your goals, you're off creating a new list. So that's why, you know, you're an achiever energy, a very strong achiever energy. And it is absolutely the energy of the entrepreneur, right? This isn't one who likes to be told what to do. It's the other way around. And you know what needs to be done, and you know how to get things done. You really have this wonderful way of figuring out the next strategy to accomplish the end goal. But sometimes, Patricia, you can overachieve and push yourself a bit too hard and, you know, not allow yourself time to breathe. Does that resonate for you?
Yes, because lately I've had a problem saying no. And I think the universe pushed me into some time off here and has given me a few weeks off. And
okay, good.
Now I'm contemplating, and I'm just thinking, it's driving me crazy.
Yeah, and it's not easy for you to sit still. So,
no.
You know, having time off is a blessing and a curse for you. but it's really a good thing, because I want you to fill this time with not thinking about business or work. And I know that's asking a lot, but it's really important for you to be able to really allow yourself to do something fun. To do something that allows you to release this pent-up energy right now so that you can start fresh again. This has been a very harried year for you. You know, it's been a really, you know, up-and-down year, like a roller coaster. And so things are going to settle down for you next year. But overall, to answer your question about starting this new enterprise or incorporating, you've got a perfect year to do this in, starting next year. So if you start anything, you know, I would say start it in January if you can wait that long. So that answers your first question. But to get to this issue of you being so exhausted and burned out, you really, really need to take this time to your advantage and give yourself the gift of some downtime, really true downtime, because going forward, you're going to need it. But, you know, things are going to be a little mellow, more mellow next year for you than they were this year. However, it comes with more responsibility. And this is, you know, absolutely within your ease of domain, because you have this beautiful way of handling business and taking care of business anyway. I'm saying that you need this reprieve right now because you probably won't have much of it next year. So now's the time that you have it available to you to use it. Do you hear me?
Yeah. So you're saying that I'm going to be more busy, or?
Yes, I feel like you are going to be. Well, so for instance, if you right now, you know, own a boutique and it's doing well enough, next year this boutique is going to expand, and there's going to come with that expansion more responsibility that you will take on. Does that example make sense? That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, here, I was so bombarded. I'm an independent contractor. You know, I don't own my own business, but I pick up work and I do it on my own. And this year, it's like back to back, and I was getting exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know what was going on, and I prayed for some time off, and the universe gave me 3 weeks off. But,
well, are you trying to do it all?
What do you mean?
I mean, you know, are you delegating?
No, I'm not delegating. I do my own work on my own time.
Mm-hmm.
But, however, I was having a hard time saying no to the projects. They were just coming, right? Just one by one. And because we were so busy and there was not enough people to do the work, so I was just taking on more than my share.
Yeah, you are, and that's why I'm saying you need to learn delegation. What really belongs to you versus what others can do.
Just next year is going to be even busier.
Exactly. And so that's why what the really important things are that you can do that really need to come to you, you know, it's like sorting the manager, the supervisor from the CEO. You follow me? The CEO isn't sitting at the front desk answering the calls, the reception desk. The CEO is making the decisions. It's making the partnership meetings. It's doing, you know, the big responsible things that keep the business going. So I'm saying that for me, it feels to me like you don't delegate well enough. And so you take on too much for yourself, which you just said yourself. And all I'm saying, I'm agreeing with you, but I'm saying that there is a way for you to bring balance to this situation by being willing to hand over what is appropriate to others to do rather than you being the first one on point for it.
Okay.
And okay?
So I guess this is something that's going to be carried, that I'm going to be doing for a while. There's no changes in the type of work that I'm doing.
Well, do you love it?
I like it. However, I wish there was like a twist to it, a different, like a more holistic twist to it.
Oh, so what's preventing you from doing that?
Well, I guess I haven't researched enough. I'm now thinking about it, thinking about how I incorporate that.
Well, listen, no one has a better strategy mind than you. You are the consummate strategist, okay? So all you have to do is release all the doubt around this idea of you've gotten this inspiration for a reason, number one. So let's honor that. And now you need to allow your beautiful mind to open up and put the ducks in order to make it happen. Start small and let it grow.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That's all.
Okay.
That's
simple. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Patricia,
you're
thanks
welcome.
For your call tonight.
Thank you very much. Yep.
Thank you. And it looks like we're going to try to get two more callers in tonight. And our next caller is going to be coming from Randy. Randy's birthday is 2/15/71. And Randy, welcome to the show. You are live with Raynell.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi, Randy. How are you?
Good. Mine is a career growth question also.
Uh-huh. Okay. And what's you're looking for a new career? Are you working now?
I'm working.
Okay. You want change?
I want more money.
Okay.
Somewhere? I don't know.
Okay. So here we have another very strong woman who is really someone who should be running the show rather than working for someone else. So hopefully you're in some kind of a position of leadership, Randy.
Are you asking me?
I am. Are you in some type of leadership?
Well, I have two jobs. I have I'm a social worker and I'm a life coach. So
okay.
The life coach is my own thing and the social work position is not leadership.
Okay. Yeah.
It's very not leadership at all.
No. But the coaching thing is much more of your forte.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how much you're investing in it or what you've done with it to actually monetize it. But I would highly encourage you to, if you have not, you know, if you've just been playing around with it, get more serious about it, because it is something that is a natural match for you and easy for you to do. It's just that you have to get
over
the...
Why does it feel so... It doesn't feel easy. It feels hard.
I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
It's because of, you know, there's this tendency we have when we know how powerful we are, because we have all these wonderful dreams in our mind and we have all these great ideas and we're like, yes, I can do this. And then the next day comes and you begin to question yourself, what was I thinking yesterday? How could I possibly do this? All these
mm-hmm.
doubts creep in. All these fears creep in. And, you know, it's a form of self-sabotage.
Yeah.
And setting a bar, you feel like you're setting a bar for yourself that you can never possibly achieve. Does that resonate for you?
Yeah. Yes, very much.
And so what I'm saying to you is you absolutely can do this thing. You have to find the right person to help you help yourself. You just get through this thing you have about going round and round in your mind talking yourself out of something. Because you're talking yourself out of your dreams.
Yeah.
And that doesn't feel good. And that doesn't feel good. And so then you drag yourself into this social work job, which is in and of itself another drain and you know, kind of depressing. And you are wondering, you know, when is my life going to start? When is it my turn? And I'm telling you that you're on the right track to do that. You'll feel better about the social work when you start investing more time into your coaching. Because
okay.
as you build the coaching, you'll still have that income coming in, and you will start seeing the benefit of, you've got some inner work to do. That's what I'm telling you. There's no spiritual bypass here. You simply have to do that inner work and deal with clearing those fears and those self-limiting doubts. It's your door to open. You have the key. You just have to be willing to do it. It's been a pattern for you all your life. And so now you have an opportunity to simply say, okay, I'm done with that. You know, what do I need to learn to change this, to release it from my experience because it no longer serves me? Can you do
You're
that?
Right. Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my challenge.
Yeah. And you can do it. You really have this wonderful, you have some strong energy here on the day you're born. This is the six, which is the natural counselor and teacher. You might have heard me speaking earlier to Kimberly about that.
Mm-hmm.
So you have that built in already. And then you have this this mind of the strategist, the one who really, it's like the mind of a detective. I don't know. Yeah, I think of like Kojak came to mind, but that's not him. It's the guy, Peter Falk, whatever that series was.
Columbo.
But Columbo, yeah. You can size up a person's psychology so easy. They can say whatever they say, want to say, and it doesn't matter to you because you get them. You get how they tick, okay? And mm-hmm. and that is what makes you. The combination of this beautiful life path of yours, this 8, combined with your birthday, the day you were born, the 6, the natural counselor, you're the natural coach. You just have to believe that.
Right.
You just have to believe that. You got to do that inner work, honey.
Thank you so much. This is really
you're
great.
So
thank
you. You're so welcome.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Randy. Well, Raynell, we had one other caller, but Christopher from Texas has dropped off the line. So, Christopher, if you still want to try to get in tonight, we'd love to take your call. Otherwise, we're going to say, Raynell, you get to start your Halloween a little bit early with us because we're going to be playing a few minutes of Halloween music to get the Halloween, season started just a little bit early, so you can go out and get your Kit Kat bite-sized bites or Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Do you give out Halloween candy?
I used to. Sometimes I do. This year I hadn't planned on it, but I'm going to enjoy watching my little friend hand out candy and go trick-or-treating. But I'm a little kid myself, so I'll probably be at the door saying trick-or-treat.
I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you. You know, it's funny, where I moved, my house that across the street, and if you listen to the show on a regular basis, I had a big move, a whole 30 feet earlier this year. The house I was at before, I would get anywhere from, 5 or 6 trick-or-treaters up to like 60 or 70, and so every year was just a little bit different. The house I moved into is actually a back house on a lot, so that there's like 2 houses on the front part, and I'm in the back house. And so if you actually got to the front door, which would be a miracle just by itself, and said trick or treat, I'm going to have to actually bake cookies from scratch for you and have you sit down with a big glass of milk, and I'll have to go to the store and get milk to come back and feed you the glass of milk. So I don't think we'll have any trick-or-treaters tomorrow night, but it's always fun seeing little kids, dressed up and having fun like that.
Oh, yeah, I love it. I love the heart of the child. It's like we just need to stay there more ourselves and remind ourselves to do that. But you can bake cookies for me anytime, Garrett.
You got it.
But don't, if you bake them and then leave and go to the store for milk, they might be gone when you get back.
You say that, but I'm going to tell you, when I make cookies, and Rebecca can tell you, when I make cookies, they're about the size of a dinner plate each. So if you eat the entire, lot of cookies that I would make for you, you're going to have a big stomach ache. So I'm going to say you're going to need to pace yourself.
Oh, my gosh. This sounds like heaven to me.
Yeah,
I love the pastries, so that's my weakness. This has been so much fun, Garrett. I have no idea what's up for tomorrow night, but I'm sure going to make the most of it and have fun while I'm doing it.
Well, and before I let you go, though, you've got some workshops and other things that I'd love for you to tell listeners about as well. So if you have an opportunity to be in the area and can go to one of Raynell Williams' workshops, I'm going to say you must go. But Raynell, can you tell us what's going on in the coming weeks and months?
Yes. November 6th through the 8th, I'm going to be in Ventura, California, where I'll be doing numerology readings and energy healing. So if you're in the Ventura area, I'd love to see you. And everything I talk about, there's a 20% discount for listening to the show tonight. So if you decide to call in here for a numerology reading, I will honor the 20% off for Rated G Radio. Until November 9th, I will be at the Center of the Heart in Santa Barbara teaching a numerology class. And my numerology classes are like none you've ever been to because I believe in them being very interactive. So you'll develop your own chart, and you'll also do a reading for a few classmates. And I'll do spot readings all the way through so everybody understands the energy of the numbers. And then the last event for the month of November is quantum healing hypnosis therapy. I've coordinated this wonderful practitioner who's going to come and do these QHHT sessions in Modesto, California. And for those of you who know Dolores Cannon, she was the pioneer of this past life regression therapy. And unfortunately, Dolores made her transition last Saturday. And I know wherever she is teaching her heart out because she loved to teach. But in Modesto, November 17th through the 22nd, we are going to be holding these quantum healing hypnosis therapy sessions. So if you're interested in any of the above, just email me or give me a call.
There we go. And for listeners who called in and talked to Raynell tonight, and you're going like, she had some great things, and I forgot what she said about 18 sentences into it, go back and re-listen to the show, and you can fast-forward back and forth as at your leisure. So if you want to listen to the show 50 times, you can. But you can at least go back and listen to the reading that she gave for you. So if you're unclear about what she said or need to hear just for validation or sometimes reaffirmation about the direction of the conversation, go back and re-listen to the show after the show wraps up tonight. I think you may find that helpful as well. Right now, I'm going to say thank you so much. Hopefully we can find a date in November that would work for, or well, I guess it's, I'm going to say in November as I'm looking at my calendar. November starts Saturday. We'll find a date that we can get you back on the show. And
yeah.
As always, it's my sincere gratitude to you for being here tonight and taking time out of your busy schedule. So on behalf of everybody, we're going to say goodnight to Raynell so she can get on with other things. And we're going to start out playing 10 minutes of Halloween music, starting with Purple People Eater. And we'll be back towards the end of the show. So everybody stay tuned. Hang on. Thanks, Raynell.
Thank you, Garrett. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had one long horn, one big eye. I commenced to shaking and I said, ooh-wee. It looked like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, blind purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, blind purple people eater.
A one-eyed, one-horned, blind purple people eater sure looked strange to me.
One-eyed?
Well, he came down to earth and he lit in a tree. I said, Mr. Purple People Leader, don't eat me. I heard him say in a voice so gruff,
I wouldn't eat you cause you're so tough.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, blind purple people leader. One-eyed, one-horned, blind purple people leader. One-eyed, one-horned, blind purple people leader sure looks strange to me.
One-horned?
I said, Mr. Purple People Leader, what's your line? He said, it's eating purple people in a shortest time. But that's not the reason that I came to land. Well, this was old rock and roll, blind purple people eater, pigeon-toed undergrowth, blind purple people eater.
Well, short,
blind purple people eater sure looks strange to me.
Woo!
And then he swung from the tree and he lit on the ground. He started to rock, really rocking the ground. Was a crazy diddy with a twang and two.
Bing a bop, bop, a boop, a nap, a loom, bam, boom.
Well, this was old rock and roll, blind purple people eater, pigeon-toed. Knocking them dead, playing rock and roll music through the horn in his head.
Graveyard smash.
It caught on in a flash.
they did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocky, all were digging the sound. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hound. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five. They played the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Drac's voice did ring. Seems he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, "Whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?" It's now the monster mash. And it's a graveyard smash. It's caught on in a flash. It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drac's a part of the band. And my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them what it sent you. Then you can monster mash. And do my graveyard smash. Catch on in a flash. Then you can monster mash. Smash! Ooh! Easy, Igor, you impetuous young boy.
Tomorrow we'll be playing Monster Mash, Purple People Eater, and so many more hits for your Halloween, starting live at 12:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time next week. If you're into it, as I think many of you are tuning in on tonight's show with Raynell Williams, number one, thanks, Raynell, for being on the show again. We'll get you back on in November. On Monday, we have Dr. Annie Ulrich. She's going to be talking about November energy. Tuesday will be Tarot Jeff answering your free five-minute call. It's a liberal 5 minutes, but 5 minute call, three cards. What's in the cards for me? Wednesday of next week, brand new pop culture editor. We have Drew, who's going to be on the show, Drew Britton, and he has a website that talks about Hollywood gossip and all that cool stuff. He's going to be our new pop culture contributor on Wednesdays. Thursday, author Gail Carline, and then Friday we have Mango Dreamers. We'll have Mr. Chuck Singh and Ms. Layla representing the band, and we're going to be playing their music on a regularly timed, can you believe it or not, regularly timed Friday night dance party for you. But again, tune in tomorrow, 12:30 Pacific, 3:30 East, to hear Halloween hits for 2 hours, nonstop, commercial-free, with a little sidebar of Irish singer Yelpy. And for everybody else, have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow.
When I look out my window, many sights to see. And when I look in my window, so many different people to be. That it's strange. Head looking over his shoulder.
You've been listening to
Rated G Radio.